We had here in Los Angeles about 13 years ago a little girl by the name of Markeisha Candler. And she was 5 years old, and her grandmother and her aunt were on television every night pleading for the return of little Markeisha. And the Culver City Police Department was involved in the investigation, of course, with the Fox Hills Mall being in their jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their story, was that little Markeisha was at the Fox Hills Mall with them, and they turned around and...
Gone.
She's gone. And so the police closed down the mall. They went store to store. The next morning, they did the thing that we don't give them enough credit for. They went in all those filthy, dangerous places that we would never suspect, the dumpsters and the sewers
and
all those awful places, looking for this child, hoping against hope that they're going to find her alive.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. We didn't find her. And so about 6 days into the investigation, the Culver City Police asked us to get involved, that is the FBI to get involved in the investigation, because they wanted out-of-state leads covered. Well, remember our policy. When we get involved in a missing child case, we polygraph mother and father, last person to have been with the child, mm-hmm. and the person who reports the disappearance to the police. Well, her mother and father were incarcerated, and she was in the custody of her grandmother and her aunt.
Okay.
And so, for my purposes, the grandmother and the aunt were the parents.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
We asked the police to put us in touch with them. We wanted to polygraph them. And they were a little reluctant at that, saying they'd already been through
horror, plenty. I guess, yeah.
And they really didn't need that. And we said, well, you know, if you want us to get involved in this, it's our policy. And so we asked them if they would eliminate themselves from any suspicion by taking a polygraph test. And not that they were suspects, but that this is our policy, that
yes.
we always do this. And when it's explained to people, you know, they normally will take the test.
Sure.
In fact, I've never had anyone say no to me.
Yeah.
But then again, I didn't ask the Ramseys.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the grandmother and the aunt come in for the polygraph test. And the story was that they'd been at the Fox Hills Mall for a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours, and then they turned around and she was missing. And so I asked their grandmother, what did you do that morning? Tell me about everything that happened that day, starting with the morning when you woke up. And she said, what morning?
What morning?
Yeah. And I thought, uh-oh. And I said, the morning that Markeisha disappeared. She said, I woke up in the morning.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And she started giving me painstaking detail about brushing her teeth and flossing and mouthwash. And it took 20 minutes for 2 hours worth of activities around the house.
Uh-huh.
And then we got up to the Fox Hills Mall at 1 o'clock, and her story went 100 miles an hour. She said, and then we got to the Fox Hills Mall, and we were there for 3 hours, and then we turned around, she's missing. Then we go into great detail again. The police got there, and the young officer was a nice-looking young man, and his shoes were shined, and there we go back into slow-mo. And so what she did was she didn't pay any attention to the most important minutes of her life, and that is the last minutes spent with her granddaughter.
Exactly.
And so for those 3 hours, I didn't hear anything about Toys R Us. I didn't hear anything about Mrs. Fields cookies. I didn't – none of that. It was just we were there for 3 hours, and I turned around, she's missing.
Yeah.
Then I asked her about herself, and she was a religious person, and she was quoting the Bible, and I made note of that. And then I asked her about her family, and she said that she had 8 children, and that she had never been married, and in fact that all the fathers were different,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that she never met a man she could lean on. That was her answer to me as to, you know, why did you never get married? You're such a nice person. And she said, I never could, you know, lean on a man. And so I'm thinking, well, she's probably not very trustful of men. And perhaps this polygraph should be done by one of our female examiners. But we were at that point of no return.
Yeah, you were already into it.
And so I asked her, are you responsible for the disappearance of Markeisha? And I explained disappearance. I told her what it didn't mean. In other words, I don't mean should you have been holding her hand or should you have been watching her more closely.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is the reason she's not with us here tonight because of something you know
or did.
Or something you did.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I'm so glad that you clarified that for me. I've got a very clear no to that question. And so I ran the test. And she was deceptive to that question.
Huh.
And so now, George, that's when we go into the interrogation.
You've got to get the willies when you get this from someone and you know in your heart, based on your experience, that they may have done something. That's
well,
gotta be.
Well, there can't be any change in my personality. There can't be any significant personality change from the time I'm Mr. Friendly Polygraph Examiner and then putting on the hat of an FBI interrogator.
But do you think inside this sick person might have killed a little kid?
No. I think, okay, she did it. And now my job is to get her to tell me the truth.
Yeah.
All the rules and laws that have been set, you know, in our great criminal justice
system. Now, while you're doing this, are you in one of those one-way mirrors and two-way mirrors and things like that? Are people watching this going on? Okay.
No. At least not in that particular FBI field office here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
It was just she and I. And I said to her, I said, you know, I need to know if we're dealing with minutes and seconds, or is she already in heaven with the angels?
You were that blunt with her?
Oh, yeah. And she said, I think, I don't think I should have taken this polygraph test. And I said, well, I think you're right. Because now I know. Which means FBI knows, which means, you know, we're going to have to change the focus of the investigation. But we need to find her, because if there's one thing I know you love your granddaughter. And she nodded that she did. And I said, stand up, just stand up here, and I want you to stand up next to me. Now I want you to turn your back to me, and I'm going to turn my back to you, and I want you to lean your body weight into me, and I'm going to hold your hands. We're going to hold on to each other, and I want you to just lean and let your body weight go onto my back. And she did, and it took a minute because it was a little confusing. She didn't know what the heck I was doing.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I needed to get this woman's trust. And then she sat back down, and I said, do you realize what just happened? And she said, no. I said, you just met a man that you could lean on for the first time in your life.
Brilliant, Jack.
Now, are we dealing with minutes and seconds, or is she already in heaven with the angels? And she said, she's in heaven with the angels.
Oh.
Now, it's at that point, George, that has always affected me.
Yeah.
Because we know, based on our experience, that the little angel is probably already dead.
Yes.
But you can't allow that to disrupt what you've got going with this person.
Exactly.
In other words, I've got to act as though I knew it all the time.
Right.
And it's a therapeutic response, not Dennis Franz.
The flow's got to keep going.
Right. I can't start yelling and screaming, and how could you do that, even though I may be feeling that.
And where is she? You can't do that yet.
Exactly. Exactly. And so she left the room. And then I brought in her daughter, which would be the aunt of the little victim. And back in those days, we said good news and bad news. And I told her the good news was she didn't have to take the polygraph test. But the bad news is that I know what happened because your mother just told me.
Well, how do you know she wasn't in cahoots?
Well, she was in cahoots.
She was?
What happened was the aunt was a convicted child abuser.
Oh, my God.
And no one knew that. And she was left alone at the home in, I believe it was Rialto, California. And that little baby was in the bathtub, and she drowned. And when the grandmother came home from work, the daughter came running out and said, "She's dead, she's dead, she's on the floor." And the grandmother ran in and looked and said, "Call 911." And she says, "No, Mama, we can't. If we do that, they're going to think I did it."
Oh.
And
They covered it up, basically.
And it was covered up with a BS story about the Fox Hills Mall.